Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And this week we're going to hear from IMCA hobby stock driver Corey Probst. We're also going to hear from Jeff Trimble from Trimble's Honda in Austin, Minnesota, Josh Ruby from Kevco Oil Pans and Components, Mike Hernke with a little information about early cancer detection, and our old friend Speed from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Baylin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steel Erectors today at 507-235-9506.
Get a $13.99 large made-from-scratch specialty pizza at Casey's General Stores right now. Don't miss out on this limited-time-only special. Take advantage of this delicious deal by ordering online at caseystogo.com or using our mobile app. Don't have the mobile app? Download it right now and receive a free 32-ounce fountain. Enjoy easy online ordering, special coupons, games, and more. Casey's, famous for pizza.
Hey friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man. At Cookies, sauces and seasonings are our business. Food is our passion. Try our wings and things hot sauce and everything from chicken wings to your morning eggs. Use it in recipes like spicy chicken noodle dinner, party dip, and buffalo chicken pizza. And it's not only delicious, but it's award-winning too. Wings and things recently earned first place honors from the National Barbecue Association. Remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Cookies is the one.
Over your lifetime, the average American will experience 3 to 4 auto accidents, from minor fender benders to major collisions. Midwest Collision is there to help, with decades of experience in collision repair, plus the capabilities to bake your paint on, just like the factory. If you have had an accident, don't sweat it. Call Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision, and they'll deal with the insurance company, provide you a loaner car, and return your vehicle like the accident never even happened. Call 332-2434, your Midwest Collision expert.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil and VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on the Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by IMCA hobby stock driver Corey Probst, the 75C. And Corey, we both had something in common happen to us earlier this spring. We both got new puppies, and I tell you what, your dog looks awesome. What is his name, and has he been behaving out in your shop?
Yeah, his name is Tucker. We got him from a friend up by Redwood Falls, and he's been behaving pretty good for the most part. We also have a little pet micro pig, so I guess they get along pretty good. And we have one other lab, too.
You haven't run over any tools with the lawnmower?
No, no, not yet. My fiance got the dog cord, though, last week, so she feels a little bad about that.
You are also going to get married soon. How did you meet, and is she a big race fan?
Surprise, surprise, I actually met her at the racetrack, I know. Yeah, we met at her dad. Her dad used to run the track in Redwood Falls, and I went up there about 4 years ago, never even been to the track, and I met her up there, and been racing up there quite a bit since, too. So we have fun up there.
I'm sure the father-in-law, or future father-in-law, has a little influence on you coming up to race, huh?
Yeah, he doesn't run that one anymore and stuff. He's spending a little more time at the lake and stuff like that. It's got to do that. But yeah, we still go up there. It's one of my, I don't know, I guess they're all fun tracks, but I always have good luck there, I guess. So we like going there.
How tough is it when we have a weekend like we just went through that virtually every racetrack in the entire area is canceled due to rain and cold Friday through Sunday? You've got the car ready. It's racing season. Is it just plain frustrating, or does it actually give you some time to regroup?
Yeah, it can go both ways. Later in the year, it's kind of nice to get a break, you know, because you get almost burned out. But this time of the year, we're just kind of getting going and getting our feet wet and stuff. It's really tough to not race at all the whole weekend. Get kind of bored, and we were going to go to a new track down in Iowa on Sunday, but that they ended up calling that off at the last minute, too. We were stuck, and cars are pretty well all ready to go. So, yeah, like you said, it's really tough to be sitting around after we've been going here for a while.
What track were you planning on going to in Iowa?
It was Fort Dodge. It was a half-mile track, so I went to have to change gears for the one car. I had gears in it ready to go. It wasn't an IMCA-sanctioned race, but they used IMCA rules. But we were just going to go down there for fun and try a new track and stuff like that. It just didn't work out.
If you get a chance, Corey, go. We were down to Sports Park for opening day, and that place is awesome. You'll have a great time, and the promoters will take really good care of you.
Yeah. I've seen quite a few good comments and stuff on their page and stuff. So, yeah, it looked like I watched some videos on YouTube of the track there, just try to get an idea what it looks like. And it looked like a pretty nice facility and nice track and stuff.
You just turned 27 years old. How long have you been racing, and how did you get your start?
We've been racing now for about 12 years. My dad used to race, and ever since I was 5-6 years old when he started racing, I always wanted to be like him and race too, and had the same interest as he did. We spent a lot of time out in the shop together when I was growing up and trying to help him with gutting race car bodies and stuff like that. And then I guess when it came time I was old enough to race, we ended up getting a Hornet. I was 14, 15 years old, and we ran a Hornet for a couple of years, and now we're in the hobby stocks.
Explain for fans listening what an IMCA hobby stock is. What kind of rules are involved putting that car together?
Well, we still got to use, there is quite a bit of stock parts on it, I guess, as far as like the frame suspension goes. It's all the factory frame and same like control arms, trailing arms, all that stuff. Brakes have to be drum brakes on the back and are really not opened up to as far as location of shocks and trailing arms. It's all got to be in the stock location. So it's pretty much, I guess, they give us aftermarket floor pan stuff now, so it's kind of looks like a stock car on the inside, but it's still quite a ways off from a stock car.
Your hometown is just a small dot in the map, and it sounds like you just recently moved out there, so you have room to park your hauler, your race cars, and actually have some room to spread out and not have the neighbors complaining. What do you do for a day job, and how far is your day job from where you're living?
I work as an auto mechanic in Worthington, and that's about 12 miles southwest of here. So it's just far enough out of town, but not too far away. And I do that full-time, and then I work at a parts store, too. In the summer with racing and stuff, I only work Wednesday nights. And then, like, in the winter, I do some weekends and stuff. I just don't have time in the summer to work as much air, so I only do once a week in the summertime.
Actually, where you're living now in Brewster is actually kind of centrally located to the tracks that you race at.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I'm really fortunate to have so many tracks within a couple of hours, even an hour of me here. There's so many tracks to go to, and I know some people don't have that luxury, so it sure is nice for us to have so many tracks to go to.
What year did you go to the Big Daddy race car, and why?
In 2014, that was my first car. That was brand new, actually, too. I always had used cars up until that point, and a guy by the name of Jason Wilkinson, I had a used car from him, a Terminator I used to run, and he's been helping this guy out at this Big Daddy chassis, and he started running them, and he's been a great help with me with that Terminator, and I thought if I was going to get a new one, I thought the price was right there, and I talked to the guy building them, and he seemed real nice, and he's always taking care of me and giving me great feedback and stuff like that, and he's not your shop that builds 100 cars a year. He just kind of does as many as he can. They take care of me, and their cars work nice and everything, so I've been happy with them.
Last season, you had 52 starts and 22 wins. That is about a 45% winning ratio. That has to give you a lot of confidence in yourself and your equipment every time you pull out onto that racetrack.
Yeah, it really does. It seems like not too long ago I was not winning very much and stuff, and yeah, it just seems like now with being around it longer and racing more too, I think that helps just the seat time and being around it and so much more experience now, it helps out a lot. And just surrounding yourself with good people my mom and dad, they help out a lot with being at the track all the time to help work on the car and stuff like that. And if we ever tear anything up, Dad's always out there in the morning to help me get everything going again. So that's been great.
We often talk about the speeds the different divisions are running. With the new spring and shock technology, the stock cars, pure stock, and hobby stocks are really flying out there. I can't believe the speed you're carrying down the straightaway going into those turns.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. Like, when Dad raced, I let him drive my car a couple years ago, and he just couldn't believe how well the car works around the corner. It doesn't slip or slide anymore like they used to. Like you said, with the shock and spring technologies now, it's just everything gets better and better all the time. And even for us hobby stock guys, it's really come a long ways. And me and Dad were talking about that a couple weeks ago when we were in Jackson, and we have the transponders, whichever, that read the lap times. And us hobby stock cars, I think we actually ran a quicker lap time than the stock cars, which obviously the track did slow down and everything, stuff like that. But still, just to picture that or just to imagine that we're running about the same lap times as some of those guys is pretty crazy to think.
Rollovers. We've seen hobby stocks roll about 5 or 6 times at Fairmont and then the next night at Sports Park in Fort Dodge. Both drivers walked away. It seems like safety equipment is keeping up with the speed.
Yeah, even like the seats and stuff too. I don't have a full containment seat. I should probably look into getting one. They're comfortable and everything. I just haven't quite got one because I like to see out the side a little bit. It takes a little bit away your peripheral vision. And with the hobby stock stuff too, we can't run the bead locks and stuff like that. And so the tires tend to roll off the bead easy if they catch in and end up rolling. Or like, and with our axles too, that we have to run, we don't get to run the floater rear end. So if the axle does break, it does come out of the rear end, and that's when you start to dig in the ground and can go over too. So that's kind of one thing that we wish I didn't see. It would let us maybe go to the floater, but yeah, it is what it is, and that's the rules.
What tracks do you run weekly?
Right now, we've been running Slayton Fridays. Saturday, we've been going up to Arlington, and Sunday, Redwood Falls will be our track. And last year, we did Nomos County Speedway on Tuesdays, but they're on Saturdays now, so can't be all places at once, even though as bad as we'd like to be at more than one, we can't do it. So that's our plan. And then maybe do some hit and miss stuff on some hobby stuff, some specials that they have. And during the week, I hope to do.
What adjustments do you have to make on the car between Slayton and Arlington and Arlington and Redwood Falls?
Slayton and Arlington, it's kind of nice because I do have the two cars. So it's nice sometimes I can, Slayton's a 3/8 track, and so rather than changing gears right away the next day, I've been running one of my cars at the shorter tracks, and then I have the half-mile car sometimes. And just the biggest thing is we're changing gears and stuff. And even the springs and stuff, we do a little bit different package sometimes with that, depending on the track and stuff too. Realistically, between Arlington and Redwood, we don't really change a whole lot. There's a little bit more banking and a little more speed at Arlington. But realistically, the car works pretty good at both places the way it is. So I don't really play around with too much on them.
Last year, you had a clean sweep weekend, winning the feature at all three tracks, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Walk us through that weekend and how each feature played out.
Yeah, I did that one other time the year before, too, and usually with the IMCA points invert system, we're always starting 5th, 6th row with a higher point average typically. And I basically just take each night and think of it as one race at a time. And I just try to do my best to get up towards the front there and do as good as I can with what we have. And every race is going to be different and how it plays out with cautions and stuff like that. And it all seemed to come together. Sometimes you have a little luck on your side too, so that helps.
It does help when you have luck on your side.
Yeah.
Because some nights it's not that way.
No. Yeah, there's some nights you just shake your head and say that's racing, I guess, and you try to put that one off and move on to the next night and hopefully try to get something positive out of that or move forward and forget about those bad ones.
You won the Arlington Track Championship and finished 2nd in points at Fairmont and Redwood Falls. You also won the Minnesota IMCA Hobby Stock State Championship. That was a pretty good year in anybody's book. What goals do you want to accomplish yet in the hobby stock division?
Yeah, we've been up in the national point deal here. We've been third a couple of times, and I think CF the 1 year. And it always, I'd always like to win the national point deal, but it's so tough, and you got to have, it comes down to bonus points a lot of times. We've had the wins generally right in the amount of wins we need to have and stuff, but it's just sometimes it comes down to car counts and stuff with the bonus points, and so it's kind of one of them luck deals too. You got to have everything just kind of go your right way, and you just got to try to do your best, and if it all comes together, it comes together, I guess. And but yeah, that's one of the goals I'd like to do. And I'd also, one other thing I'd like to do is get 100 wins in the IMCA Hobby Stock Division. That's just kind of what I've been thinking about, too, for quite a few years, getting to that point. I always thought that'd be a cool mile marker to hit.
How many more do you have to go?
We're at, I believe, 77 right now. So we'll see here how this year plays out. If we have a real good year, again, we could be close to that mark. But, yeah. So we'll see. This year has been pretty good to us so far.
I think it's going to be awful close. If you do get your 100th win, will you consider maybe moving to a different division, or will you stick with hobby stocks?
Yeah, I haven't. I'd like to move into the stock car division maybe at some point, and maybe just run some specials, bigger money specials and stuff like that. But if I were to move up, I would probably go to a stock car. I'm kind of more of a standard car guy and stuff like that, and always been around that stuff. And I know that stuff better than I couldn't tell you anything about modified and stuff like that. They're a whole different animal.
What is your biggest win to date in your hobby stock racing career?
I would say probably Jackson Nationals in 2013. I can remember being a kid and going over there watching my dad or watching people from town and stuff race over there, and it's always been such a huge event, and probably that one is probably right up in there. I really enjoyed winning that one, and just like I said, from being a little kid and seeing how big of a deal it was all the time and all the drivers that came to it, it's one that definitely is up there.
What specials will you be attending outside of your normal schedule?
I believe Spencer has a couple hobby stock specials. I think Britt, we went to one down last year in Britt, the first time we went there. We had fun there, and I think Alta maybe has a few also, too, and then I'll have to kind of keep my eye out for some more maybe, too. Maybe Park Jefferson maybe later in the year. Sometimes if it rains out up north there, we try to go down to Park Jefferson if the weather's good there or something like that.
You have a great-looking car with some great-looking sponsors helping you.
Yeah, we do. I've been pretty fortunate. I'm not one to really go and ask people. I don't really like ask people to sponsor me and stuff, but there's people that have come to me and stuff like that, and they've been very supportive through all my racing years, whether, you know, from just when I started out to where I am now. They've been great. They've always been good for me, so been pretty fortunate.
And Corey, I talked to one of your sponsors, and they are very happy to be on board and love supporting you and watching you race. And by looking at the extended weekend forecast, it might be Saturday night. We might be seeing you at Arlington. So hopefully we'll be seeing you in Victory Lane. And thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show.
Yeah, I hope you're right, too. But yeah, as I said, I hope we don't see any more rain here for a little bit. And yeah, thank you guys for having me. I enjoyed this. Thank you.
After many years working on and repairing large commercial vehicles, Rod French opened his own welding, repair, and fabrication shop. For the past 15 years, Rod has run his fabricating business at his country home, offering welding and fabrication as well as truck frame extensions. In 2012, the business expanded to include designing, building, and installing power lift hydraulic doors. From French's repair Repair and Fabrication Incorporated and Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing Incorporated. Give us a call at 507-374-9306.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Napa know-how!
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/17.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now, with two locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Jeff Trimble of Trimble's Honda in Austin, Minnesota. And Jeff, it's Memorial Day weekend, the first big holiday weekend of the summer. When you think about how many families are heading to the lake and will be riding their dirt bike, or going to the races or on the farm and using their ATVs, Honda has become a big part of people's lives, and especially people who enjoy the Minnesota outdoors.
Well, recreation is a big industry in Minnesota, there's no doubt about it, and Honda's become a real big part of it with all their new side-by-sides, full line of ATVs. Hopefully the weather cooperates, and that's all we need to keep everybody happy.
Built to last. We still have an old Big Red in my dad's garage that gets used every deer hunting season, and it's still relied on and built to last and backed by Honda OEM parts that you carry right here at Trimble's Honda.
Well, you go back to the Big Red, you're talking in the three-wheeler days, which are no longer in existence. Everything's converted to the four-wheeler system, but there again, it's all about Honda reliability and Honda durability. We're still seeing stuff from the 70s and 80s in here being serviced and still running strong.
The Honda 4-Tracks. I think I counted 21 different models on your website. You can pretty much get any combination of components that you want to do the job that you need it for.
Sometimes almost too many models as a dealer to try to remember, but boy, we can cover everybody from recreation to utility to racing.
The 2007 Sport ATVs look like a blast, and there are so many places opening up that have trail systems now, and people really enjoy riding these.
Not so much in southern Minnesota. We have a few trails over east, one over by Chatfield, but in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin, it's become a bigger sport probably than snowmobiling now.
I also see on the wall you guys are sponsoring a couple guys who are out racing those.
We have a race team called the River Racing out of Onalaska, Wisconsin, who run all the professional race circuits throughout the state. And there will be one in Millville again this year. I don't know the exact date, sometime in July. But if you ever get a chance to get to it, it's a wonderful facility. It's known for its pro national motocross. But if you ever get a chance to see these guys on the ATVs, they really put on a show.
Your showroom is always full of some of the most amazing toys on the planet, from competition dirt bikes, trail bikes, street bikes, and even the new NM4. This is one of the coolest bikes I've ever seen.
Honda has a wider range of motorcycles, and I wish my showroom wasn't quite as full as you've seen it. I'd like to see it empty, but Honda can cover anything from the flagship Goldwing, full line of scooters. We have a new model called the Rebel 300 and 500, which is trying to go after the younger generation for that bobber look, more of a custom-looking type motorcycle. Good entry-level pricing, great way to get started in motorcycling and have that look that everybody wants right now.
You also have a really cool bike next to the window on a pallet, and I've never seen one of these. I actually thought it was a factory-built hill climber.
Actually, it's what they call a trials bike. You don't hear and see a lot of it in the United States. There is a few events throughout Minnesota. It's a stand-up motorcycle you really never sit down on. Not built for speed, just for slow speed, balance, and the things these guys can do on these things, climbing rocks, climbing stumps. It's just totally amazing. The bike basically is built in Spain. Honda bought the company out several years ago. It's called Honda Montesa. So you don't see a lot of it. There's a few other companies of it, but it's a very popular sport in Europe, and it's transitioning to the United States to a small extent.
I hate to date us, Jeff, but I see a lot of people our age that maybe used to have a bike, and they're getting a little bit older. They're getting back into motorcycling and cruising to restaurants, exploring the state on their motorcycle, or joining up with some friends and doing group riding, and I'm seeing a lot more of that.
One thing about motorcycling, if you've ever had one, if you're a young age or whatever, it's in your blood. It never leaves you. We do have a lot of people that come in that said they haven't had a bike for 15 or 20 years or getting back into it, and there's nothing better than riding out in the open air and seeing the country.
Trimble's Honda also carries a line of rugged industrial commercial pumps and generators. Talking to one of the race drivers over the winter, a sponsor had purchased him a brand new Honda generator for the racetrack. He said that is one thing that I don't have to worry about now.
The Honda power equipment line is real extensive. They're very strong in the lawnmower market. The generator market, there's nobody that can top them. They have a series of generators that are so super quiet. While it's running at the racetrack, you would hardly know it's running. You can stand next to it and have a conversation. Camping, it's a great functional piece because it doesn't bother the neighbor next to you.
You also carry a line of Honda lawnmowers, trimmers, tillers, and even snowblowers, so you can get everything you need right here.
We handle a complete line of Honda power equipment, with the exception of the Marine, which is a separate division now. But Honda's always been noted for reliability, quality. The customer usually has a Honda motorcycle in his garage, a Honda car in his garage, and chances are he's got a Honda lawnmower or generator in there with it.
Trimble's Honda is also this area's Arcticat snowmobile dealer. The innovation and performance built into these new sleds literally changes from year to year. I had drivers on earlier this season that said his brother got a new one, and the things that the new one could do, he had to go out and buy one just to keep up. And customers definitely want to check out these new models.
Snowmobiling is an ever-changing sport. If you look at a sled from 5 years ago compared to just the sleds in the last year or two, night and day differences in handling, suspension, reliability, and Arcticat is one of the strongest in the innovation industry for making these sleds what they are today.
Being the second oldest Honda dealer in the United States, you always have a full line of fresh trades coming in, and I know you guys run these trades through the shop, make sure they're ready to go, and put them back out for sale.
I kind of hate that cliche, oldest, because it kind of dates me. But, yeah, we've been around a long time. We have a lot of repeat customers, a lot of new customers that hear about us from our repeat customers. We have a real extensive service shop with three guys back there that are wide open all the time, very knowledgeable, and they've all been with us many years.
Trimble's Honda has a full service shop, parts department, and apparel shop. I highly recommend if you're out driving around, you're in the area, stop in and just check out your apparel line because you can pick up your parts, you can pick up some new apparel, or you can make an appointment to get service.
We're really strong in the apparel and safety part of motorcycling because it is a semi-dangerous sport. Motorcyclists have to be aware of their surroundings at all times, and anything you can do to protect yourself with good helmet, good clothing, good gloves, good boots, we have them on hand and ready to take care of you.
Jeff, if they would like to find out more about Trimble's Honda in Austin, Minnesota, what is the best way to do that?
Well, of course, with all the social media now, we do have a small Facebook page, but the biggest thing is our website at trimbles.com.
Jeff, it's always nice to come down to Trimble's Honda. Anybody who's into motors and riding and anything that goes fast would love this place, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Well, thank you, Clay. You do a wonderful job on The Dirt Show, and, you know, racing's a big factor in this area, and I know everybody enjoys listening to your show.
Gillett Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers car care products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, This is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Why is 2016 USAC Midget National Champion Tanner Thorson using Walker Performance Filtration Products?
I'm using Walker Filtration Products because they are the best of the best. When you clean your nozzles on a sprint car motor, they used to be filled up with dirt. Now they're clean like a whistle. All the best of the best guys are running them now. All the best of the best motor builders are starting to put them on their motors. My relationship with Ben Walker is pretty strong. My crew chief on the sprint car out in California got us hooked together, and I've had his product from that day on and get there when I need it, and he's really reliable. His product is really awesome. It's always quality. I just run them because they're the best filter out there.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Come on, kids! Let's go outside to play!
Hello, Wolf and Sons? Can you come spray my yard for mosquitoes?
If you can't be outside because of the mosquitoes, call Wolf and Sons at 507-455-3524.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is a pleasure today to be joined by Josh Ruby from Kevco Oil Pans and Components. And Josh, Kevco has been in business since 1986. Who is all involved with Kevco? Because it's a bunch of guys with a whole lot of racing experience.
Kevco was actually started by Kevin Kowalski back in 86. You know, originally back in the Clayman days, Kevin came out with an affordable pan that was affordable enough that people could sell with their Clayman engines. So since then, obviously, the business has expanded and grown to the point where Clayman engines aren't really a thing anymore, but Kevco's still around building top-end oil pans for some very high-dollar engines.
I've talked to a lot of frustrated race drivers about those Clayman days, and they said you'd just get a motor together and the next night it'd be claimed. They'd get pretty upset.
Right, and that's what originally Kevco wanted to do, was come out with an option that made things as affordable as possible, because you knew at the end of the night you could lose your engine, so it didn't make sense to have a $300 oil pan on an engine that's going to get claimed for $350.
What are the benefits of a custom-made oil pan over trying to use or modify a stock pan?
So the idea of oil pans now, especially for circle track racing, we design all the oil pans with gating to pick up the oil on the right side. So obviously G-forces send the oil to the right side of the pan. We want to keep the oil there. We want to pick up the oil in that spot and keep the motor from cavitating the pump and keep as much oil to the motor as possible.
And you also know on circle tracks, that pan's going to take some abuse sometimes also.
Right, yep, and that's important to us too. You know, everything we've done has gotten stronger and better over the years. You know, from testing our own stuff and listening to customers, we continually try to provide the best pan that we can, whether it be thicker material, just a better cores, anything we can do to make a better product, we're willing to listen to our customers and come up with the best product we can offer.
Josh, you mentioned listening to the customers. Josh, many fans know you from your number 30 IMCA Modified. You are the tech support guy at Kevco. I'm sure the customers appreciate your hands-on knowledge and information you've gained yourself just being down there in the pits and racing on the track.
Right, and I think it's important that we're out there every week testing stuff and seeing what does and doesn't work. Obviously, you know, I get to try a lot of new stuff here, but the main thing is that we're coming out with a product that's going to last a long time. You know, that's the claim. You know, a lot of people still might think of us as a claimer oil pan, and that's something we want to try and change anymore, because we do develop a lot of new products that are pretty innovative for this industry, and we're pretty proud of everything we've got going. So yeah, it's nice to be able to test everything, make sure it works, and then offer to a customer, you know, with a guarantee that it's going to perform well for them.
Speaking of innovative, the Kevco catalog is amazing. I was blown away by all the products you carry. It's very impressive.
Yeah, ever since Matt Bleese, Todd Cleese, and Nathan Kilwine came on board, they've come out with some really great ideas that expanded the line a bunch. We've got a ton of new products. You know, I encourage everybody to look at Kevco Racing com, just see everything we have to offer, because, you know, with the new trailer accessories that we're offering, access panels, and then just the improvements they've made to the oil pans itself has been phenomenal. So, you know, those guys have done a ton for the KEFCO.
You have also created a great network of distributors that handle your products, including Carl's Performance in Des Moines, Lufreger's Racing in Delano, and Schwanke Engines in Springfield, Minnesota.
Yeah, you know, and all of our dealers are very important to us. Obviously, it's nice to work with a lot of local companies as well as other companies across the United States. But, you know, obviously our relationship with all of our dealers is very important, and we appreciate all their help.
KEFCO also carries a line of mounting kits, oil pumps, bolts, valve covers, gaskets, and more. So you've basically created a one-stop shop. You can get everything from you.
Right. What we want to do is be able to offer, you know, the customer everything they need to install their oil pan. So, you know, they can call us and we can set them up with the oil pump. We can install the pickup tube for them and, you know, the gasket pan. Everything they're going to need is right here for that application. You know, we've carried milling pumps for quite a while now. We've got, you know, probably about 50 different pumps on the shelf at all times just to make sure we have at least one of every application we could come up with. Obviously, that's a never-ending market as well, so, you know, it's hard to keep every pump possible, but we do the best that we can and offer the newest equipment we can.
Speaking of applications, KEFCO pans are made for some of the most widely used engines on a track, on the strip, and on the street.
Right. We do so much more than just circle track stuff anymore. You know, we do everything from industrial pans to monster truck pans. Actually, we've even built the oil pans for the Monster Jam Gravedigger, as well as Tom Mentz's truck and a lot of others. So we've expanded a lot over the years, and you know, there's a number of people that have used our stuff from monster trucks to circle track. It's hard to imagine everybody that has used them over the years, but it's been a pretty popular deal.
KEFCO can also create a custom pan. Many car enthusiasts today are branching out, and the hot rodders are using some unusual power plants out there.
Right, and that's important to us too. You know, we do a complete custom build for anybody that needs it. If they go on our website and don't see anything that's going to work for them, obviously we can build everything here in-house to their specifications exactly. If they have any questions, we've got a lot of experience to help them try and design a pan that we think is going to benefit them the most for their application. So yeah, custom builds are pretty important here. Throughout the year, we try to build about 4,000 oil pans, and I would say probably at least a quarter of them are custom builds that we do for people, so that's still a huge part of our market.
And as a racer, I know you'll know this, Josh, but one of the keys to getting your car built or fixed quickly is a clean, organized shop. KEFCO also carries a line of shop components like towel holders, stackable jack stands, fire extinguisher holders, and shelves to make your shop look clean and organized.
Right, that's been a neat deal. We've had those, been offering that line for about a year now, and it's been really popular and it's really starting to take off. We do everything out of aluminum construction with a wrinkle powder coat finish, and we've got it offered in four different colors. Like, everybody take a look. If they ever need anything, it's on our website. They can see everything we've got, and that's also a line that's going to continue to expand. And so if you ever have any questions or see something you need, just let us know.
KEFCO can also give your race trailer the same organized look, especially when you stomp on the brakes for that deer in the middle of the night. The stuff stays where it's supposed to stay.
Right, and that's a nice thing. Everything we built was designed to work around a shop or a trailer. So we offered a lot of great products that organize both.
It's graduation time. What would be a better gift for that car enthusiast or racer in the family than a KEFCO gift certificate?
Right. That's just it. Whatever you need. We do offer the gift cards as well. So, you know, you can give us a call or we also offer them on the website. You know, if you have a question or think that somebody you know might need one, you know, we can definitely put you in the right direction. Or, yeah, like you said, that gift card would be great. And I'm sure whatever enthusiasts you have, we offer something for them.
If anybody has any questions about some of the items we've talked about or would like to scroll through your catalog, what is the best number to call KEFCO at, and how can they find out more information?
Yeah, you can call our toll-free number. It's 1-800-770-3557, or you can check us out online at kefcoracing.com. Either me or Nathan will answer the phone, and we can help you with anything you need.
Josh, thanks for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show, and I will definitely be watching that number 30 IMCA Modified out at some of the racetracks near us.
I appreciate the time, Clay.
The big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises. We got the right stuff to get the job done. We can get it done fast, we can get it done right.
We're not messing around with those sissy toys.
Fire them up. Let the horses run. The big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
Duradoc strength and durability withstand the water and elements 24 hours a day. Duradoc's all-aluminum welded construction, stainless steel fasteners, and non-slip surface that stays cool even in the hottest weather. It might just outlast your water skiing days. Whatever you need, roll-ins, floaters, or sectionals, Duradoc has got you covered. And best of all, no tools are needed for installation, which leaves you more time to enjoy the lake. Contact Tony today at 641-529-0698 for standard or custom sizes. The last dock you will ever need to purchase, Duradoc.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit vpsef.com. That's vp-sef.com for more information. VP SEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Welcome back to a special segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by retired modified driver Mike Hernke, number 37H out of Cannon Falls. And Mike, you had a really neat racing career. We were just talking off the air. You started in a division back then that had a different name, but it was something like Super Stocks.
Yes, that's right. I went right into the Super Stocks. We started up at Cedar Lake Speedway in Cassin. That's where we started. And I remember when I bought my first car, I didn't even know what tire stagger was. And I never had been on a pit crew. All I know is that when I was about 6 or 8 years old, my dad had a coupe in the backyard, I should say behind the shop, and I used to sit in there for hours and hours, and I would just go around the car and see how they cut the tires with the grinder, and that's just one thing I remember growing up, and that's one thing I did do with my dad in the busy days of farming was go down to Red Wing, and he'd race that coupe, and I do remember him going off the edge, you know, at Red Wing and rolling over and hitting the trees. And as time went on, and I got married in 78, and a friend of mine, Craig Scott, was racing, and he said, why don't you race? He said, pit with me for a year and we'll race. And I just didn't have any patience or time, you know, so I just went and bought a car and started racing. But that's kind of how I got started. And actually, my number was 21 to start out with, and I changed the number when I was probably getting close to 30 to 37 because I was going to quit when I was 37. And I made my last lap when I was 52. That was my last time I, I raced at Deer Creek.
And just looking back a little bit on your racing career, I was just looking at 2005 when you were racing a modified against the USMTS names like Willie Kraft and Tommy Meyer and Mark Noble. It just had to be a blast out there against those guys and just to turn some laps on Deer Creek Speedway against the best of the best.
Yes, it was our best night with USMTS was at Deer Creek. I'm not sure what year. Just a really good bunch of guys to race with. I did get I finished sixth there. That was my best finish with those guys, but I was pretty proud of that. And Jason Hughes, I remember Jason Hughes in that particular race. It was 40 laps, and he'd be on my door every single lap. And finally, it's about five to go or six to go. I just moved over and let him pass me. So I ended up in the sixth spot. And afterwards, he came up to me and he said, "What'd you do that for?" And I said, "Well, I thought you were faster, Jason. I was getting out of the way. I didn't want to hold you up the whole race." He says, "Heck no, I wasn't faster." He said, "You should have stayed there. You had top five." So I've always had a tremendous respect, especially for Jason Hughes. And it shows, you know, in his success in, over the years. So that was my funnest race, I guess. If you count features, we won 11 features. And, you know, heat races and stuff over the years. But it usually pulled one off a year. And I was pretty proud of that for what I was running. And, yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Mike, I have you on to bring up an issue about people's health. And people may sense something is going wrong and they're just like, we'll wait. We're not going to do anything about it right now. But what you're telling people is get out there and take care of your health.
Yes, I do have cancer, pancreatic cancer, and it's one of the worst cancers to detect, to find, because there's no symptoms of it, but you have it. For me, I had a lot of pain that I didn't know for sure what it was, and which turned it into a stage four. And in cancer, you don't want to get into that stage four because it spreads, then you can't stop it. They're like little seeds all over in you, and the chemo can't kill it. But I don't know how many kinds of cancers there are, 70-some, all the different colored ribbons. It's amazing once you go down that road how many there are. And all I can say is if you feel abnormal, you know, other than the cold, the flu, anything else than that, just get it checked out and keep getting it checked out till you find it. You want to make sure it's not cancer.
You also have put together a tribute car that you're going out to racetracks and telling people about this.
Yes, I got a modified. It's a B-Mod chassis with a B-Mod motor. I got, you know, fairly cheap. And then I had an A-Mod body put on it, the best-looking body I could find, put on by SSR over in Spring Valley, Wisconsin. Did a wonderful job on it, and I had it wrapped there. And I put 1,351 lights. I don't know how it ended up that way, but there's 1,351 LED lights on it. We've got room for flags that are 7 feet tall. And my goal is to go around to the local tracks. I believe we hopefully can get over to Lansing pretty soon. We've been to the Deer Creek. I do sing and play drums, so I'm singing the national anthem, and then my son takes the car around with the flags. It would take about five laps and kind of do the way we used to do it in A-Mods for a little while. I raced A-Mods for a while years ago, and the thing was to get the front end up in the air, so I want to get the front end up 2 or 3 feet and drive around and just have a little fun just looking out at that dirt track again and talk to the crowd a little bit about cancer awareness, how important it is.
If someone has any inkling they may have something going wrong, what is your suggestion, Mike?
Well, just see your local physician and take it from there. Tell them the symptoms, and it's hard to find. I mean, if you have cancer, you won't know it till you get a tumor, and a lot of cancers, and a big indication, you know, is pain, unusual pain. You also can get your blood checked.
And I hope we will see you at Lansing. Take care of yourself, and thank you for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
Yes, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers
for racers. 800-622-6617.
Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classics. Had you ride for a while, and are you looking to clear out some space in your shop? Now is a great time to sell your classics at Snow's Classics. We take the headaches out of selling your classic car. Plus, your car will be viewed by thousands of cars driving by on I-35 and at our huge car show Saturday, July 15th. Log on to snowsclassics.com and check out what we have to offer, where we make dreams happen one customer at a time.
Hey, you're pretty good with tools. Can you help me with a project?
Sure. What do you have in mind?
Wow, cool. That's my Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod. They offer kit pricing for the guys who are handy with the wrenches, and I save $2,000.
Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods are well engineered, and they're easy to work on. We should have this car ready to race in no time.
Wait a minute. How do you know so much about Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods?
Because that's mine over in the corner. Turnkey cars start at $8,999.
Yeah, I know.
Now, about that $2,000 you say, don't you think?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Find out more today at BatwingChassis.com or call 507-456-5465 anytime.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies, Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And again, we are joined by Speed. And Speed, you have a great recipe for one of my all-time favorite things, Italian sausage.
We call it the Italian sausage cookie style. What you do is you take 12 Italian sausages and a cup of beer. Now, if you want to, you can buy more beer than that, but don't use more than one cup in this, and then you can drink the rest of it. And one cup of chopped green pepper, a cup of chopped onion, 2 tablespoons of cooking oil, 26-ounce bottle of Cookies Tangy Mustard Barbecue Sauce, and a quarter of a cup of molasses, and then get 12 nice fresh hoagie-style buns, but you can also use this as an appetizer, too. It's on page 113 of the Cookies Cookbook. And plain, I'll shoot you the recipe also so that you can put it up on your website. But what you do is you pierce the sausages with a fork and then place them in a large skillet with the beer and just let them simmer 10 or 15 minutes. Then drain that off and then take the sausages out and put them in a 9 by 13 baking pan. And then throw a little bit of oil back in that skillet. Cook up the diced up peppers and onions till they're nice and tender. Then add the 26-ounce bottle of Cookies Tangy Mustard along with the quarter of a cup of molasses. Get that good and hot and pour that over the sausages. And then bake that uncovered in a 350-degree oven for about 30 to 45 minutes till everything gets bubbled through real good. And serve that on nice fresh hoagie buns. And I'll tell you what, that's mighty tasty that way, or you can dice it up and also serve it over pasta. But I've also did the same thing. Take those Italian sausages and dice them up about half, three-quarter of an inch long and just simmer them in the barbecue sauce and molasses mixture with the peppers and onions and everything, and makes quite an hors d'oeuvre just to eat with a toothpick. So many uses for it, but again, page 113 on the Cookies Cookbook. And, of course, Clayne, I know you'll have it up on your website as well.
Speed, that sounds like a tremendous recipe for this Memorial Day weekend, to take a whole bunch of that out to the racetrack, out to the campground, or to the family reunion, because everybody will enjoy that recipe.
And what's nice, you can do it ahead of time at home, plain, and then just throw it in those throwaway foil pans and just set it on your grill and just warm it up and you're good to go.
That's the way people like it. Nice and easy and great eats.
You betcha. Well, have a good one, Clayne.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view 6 of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the salute to champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Induction Banquet and USAC Sprint Cars, Saturday night, June 3rd, in Knoxville.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Hey, you in the truck. Looks nice, but looks like every other one. Bring it into Auto Trim Design. Let us help you make it your own. Running boards, chrome accents, dress up your vehicle. Make your work truck with bed liners, trailer hitches, and toppers. We have over 30 years of experience in the truck accessory business. I invite you to stop by and see what we can do for you. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.